On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love came to me. 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a milking, 7 swans a swimming, 6 geese a laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. On the 12th day of Christmas,
my true love, a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. I've been trying ready. A dreidel I shall play.
Well, it's October, you might as well sing it. Go ahead.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Everyone want to sing it with me? I made it out of clay.
You Can't Make It Up, show number 229 for Christmas Eve 2012.
Yeah, so if you have not yet finished your holiday shopping, don't despair.
No, because just before the fat man sings,
yes,
it's kind of a mixed metaphor. He may do this. This is an ad you found, right, for... Yep. A real gift.
Yeah, it's from our friends, your friends, at stupid.com. I won't tell you what it is. It's unique. It's something your gift recipient would never guess is coming. And it stimulates the senses.
And it's something everyone you find around the house does every day.
So. Yes, say the secret word.
Tired of after a long day at the office, your neck feeling like it's been pounded on by an angry gorilla? Does your ordinary pillow make you toss and turn all night? Ordinary travel pillows suck and make crappy gifts. They are uncomfortable and make people hate you. There's gotta be a better way. Introducing Santa's Farting Butt Travel Pillow from Stupid.com. Santa's rosy red cheeks will be sure to crack you up on your holiday travels this year.
Give me a break.
The Santa's Farting Butt Travel Pillow is fun for all ages and makes a great gift that even your cranky grandma, who hates everything, will love. Just press Santa's foot and listen to his very special holiday greeting.
Oh, too much milk and cookies. Oh, Rudolph, what did you eat? Oh, smells like Christmas.
Remember, there's no better sleep than between Santa's cheeks. Operators are standing by.
Farting Santa.
I love the way the announcer especially enunciated farting butt. Be farting butt.
As opposed to barfing. Yeah, right. Yes.
Well, that'll be a hit anywhere, wouldn't it? That'll be a hit somebody's house. It's right up there with that singing fish.
Yeah.
Well, you got to love the folks at Stupid.com.
Do you?
Yes.
If you work at Stupid.com, when you go home at night, do you admit that's where you work?
Well.
At a party. So what do you do? I work at online.
No, I would think it'd be fun, you know.
You'd be proud of it?
Ideas.
Yeah, I guess. You can't make it up.
It all went down at corporate at some firm I dare not tell. How did a fashion trend so harmless quickly turn to hell? The ladies had their sweaters poised, the season near begun. A gentleman's agreement said you wait until December 1. But Patty in accounting, she went and jumped the gun. Marlene, she's down in shipping, she called Patty to the floor. There's snowmen on your sweater, chick, and it's November 4th. But Patty said, I've seen the jingle bells upon your purse. You've got a couple on your shoes as well. That makes it worse. From Patty's point of view, Marlene shot first.
On Donner, on Blitzen, on Cupid and Dasher, I've got a sweater equipped with a flasher. I ride the aisles of Walmart, no one ropes a bargain better. Whatever holiday you can throw down, I've got the matching sweater. On Monday, Marlene's sweater setup really raised the bar. She had the whole thing rigged up to the battery of her car. Her Christmas balls were lighting up the whole thing, it was whack. Though screwing up the jumper cable sequence kind of set her back. It's red on red, Marlene, not red on black. On Tuesday, Patty stepped it up, her comeback, it was grand. She shoved up in her sweater a whole mariachi band. Then Frank pulled out a stapler gun, no wonder he went mad. For the only thing that they knew how to play was Feliz Navidad. Ay, caramba. They played it pretty bad. On Comet, on Cupid, on Dasher and Dancer, this sweater comes with detachable antlers. I ride the aisles of Walmart, no one ropes a bargain better. Whatever holiday you can throw down, I've got the matching sweater. Alas.
Alas, we now come to the part where this sad showdown ends. Marlene injected Rudolph's nose with nitroglycerin. Some bonehead lit a match and Marlene shot up out of sight. Now there's one less soul in shipping and one more star at night. On Comet, on Cupid, on Vixen and Donner, let's drink a toast to Marlene's fight for honor. And ride the aisles of Walmart, no one ropes a bargain better. Whatever holiday you can throw down, I've got the matching sweater.
The always entertaining, the zany singer-songwriter Deirdre Flint. She is also the bass player for my favorite named band.
Yes, it is. The Four Bitchin' Babes.
Four Bitchin' Babes. They've been around a while now.
I love seeing that name.
Yeah, that's her latest holiday tune, The Christmas Sweater.
Uh-huh.
If you go there, take a sweater. By the way, the Four Bitchin' Babes have a brand new album out entitled Midlife Vices, available at CD Baby and iTunes. Penny played it yesterday. She says it's great. Maybe their best yet. Midlife Vices by the Four Bitchin' Babes and Deirdre Flint. We'll put links out there in our show notes. This is You Can't Make It Up, the show that we don't make up.
That's right.
We phone it in, but we make it up. And we do it every Monday because mankind's capacity for stupidity is limitless. That's been proven.
Yeah, especially Christmas time.
We've proven it 4 years now. We celebrated our four-year anniversary of this idiotic show.
I know.
Which originates at the number two, kenscomedy.com. We say that so you accept no substitutes.
It feels like 12 years.
Thank you. Email us if you found stupid and you want to get stupid on our show. Get stupid with us, baby. Feedback at the number two, kenscomedy.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at @2kens. Here's a question. If anyone's still flying today for the holidays, if you're going home for Christmas by air, here's some good news. Aeronautic engineers have found an agricultural solution to a high-altitude, high-tech problem. That is, how do I get my Wi-Fi to work here at 35,000 feet, please? And very un-airline-like, they're not charging extra for it.
Really?
No. These are the engeniers at Boeing. Mm-hmm. They make the planes, don't they?
They manufacture.
We try to fly, and it shows.
Yeah.
If the wireless internet connection during your next holiday flight seems more reliable than it used to, we have the humble potato to thank. Let me explain.
Please.
I found this over at comonews.com. That's the K-O-M-O in Seattle television site. This was front and center on their news site. So it tells you it's a slow day in Seattle, huh? Major airlines, you know by now, most of them are offering Wi-Fi in flight.
Wi-Fi with us.
Yeah. And you know that sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Waitress, stewardess, oh, I'm sorry, I have to call you by your right name. Person that helps us bail out over 30. You know, sometimes it doesn't work. And so what they figured out was it's all this, you never know about the airspace in the plane and who's sitting in empty seats and who's double booked and all that. So, and it's affecting the signal. So engineers at Chicago-based Boeing used sacks of potatoes as stand-ins for passengers. And they pile them up on the seats, and we will put a photo out there of this huge bag. This is the person sitting next to you. Uh-huh. And so they could get more accurate results, readings of the signal testing of the Wi-Fi, you see. And Boeing spokesman Adam Tischler said, see, this is where potatoes come into the picture. Turns out the potatoes, because of their water content and chemistry, they're a lot like people. They absorb and reflect radio wave signals much the same way that you and I do.
Yep.
Making them ideal, suitable substitute passengers. So next time you fly and you see the sack of potatoes next to you, don't say, hey, why the sad sack? No. They bought 20,000 pounds of potatoes, bananas.
Well, that'll be fine.
Thank you, Harry. Mm. And so what they found was these sacks sitting eerily still. Just like passengers, because you can't sit still in those seats. Mm-hmm, you really can't. Well, here's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Boeing says the system also ensures that Wi-Fi signals won't interfere with the plane's sensitive navigation and communication equipment.
Gets over the loudspeaker and says, sorry, folks, we can't land right now. I can't get in contact with the air traffic control tower. We're going to keep circling until I get a response.
The good news is you're not going to crash.
Uh-huh.
And you may have Wi-Fi. The bad news? You're sitting next to smelly old potatoes.
Oh, great. Well, but they have a point. I mean, you know, people and potatoes are pretty similar. We can get mashed and fried pretty often, too, can't we?
Yeah, we can. Now, just to prove that engineers are not devoid of humor.
Yes.
They named this new research project Synthetic Personal Using Dialectic Substitution, or...
Spuds.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wouldn't it be apropos if Spuds McKenzie were on the bag of potatoes?
Sitting next to Tits McGee, yes.
Stay classy, Seattle.
Man.
How does a bag of potatoes return its tray table to its upright position? I understand that you have a few gift ideas for people that have waited to TikTok. It's Christmas Eve.
Well, I do, but I thought I would kick it off just to get us into the holiday spirit. Kick it off with a holiday limerick.
Okay.
There once was an elf from Nantucket. Never mind. Forget that.
Who sat next to potatoes.
No. Yes, it's Christmas Eve day as we record this, and time is really running out.
Especially for that significant other that you haven't purchased a dang thing for.
Yeah, and I think what we're trying to do with this is... steer you away from gifts that are going to tick somebody off.
Yeah.
Now, for example, don't get perfume. Too many guys pick the wrong scent anyway.
Yeah.
But here's a fragrance you want to stay away from. It's called Sushi Cologne. It's from the Demeter Fragrance Library because nothing says, you're the love of my life, like the smell of raw fish. Well, actually, in fairness, the company Demeter Fragrance says that this doesn't really smell like raw tuna, but it does smell like cooked sticky rice and seaside seaweed. Isn't that romantic?
Good. Yeah. Honey, why is the cat licking your face?
Yes. Now, here's a gift to cross off your list. It's the Men Crying Magnet Set.
Men Crying Magnet.
Five magnets printed with images of strong but sensitive men who are, you know, crying. I don't know. Who do you give that one to?
And being men...
yes.
And being magnets, they're clingy.
Yes, they are. Now, here's some ideas, not for your significant other. This is for the youngsters, all right? Now, if you really love your kids, don't give them these. But if there's some kids on your list that you really can't stand, here's some ideas for you.
Where do I start?
Okay, you're writing this down?
Yeah.
From HeroBuilders.com, the same people who brought you the Anthony Weiner doll, it's Tanorexic Mom Doll.
Okay.
Get it for just $29.95 for some kid you really hate. Now, if you're into nostalgia, you know, classic gifts from days gone by, this is actually something that was out there in the early 1950s from the venerable A.C. Gilbert Company. Remember them, the Erector Set Company?
Oh, yeah.
Well, for a couple of years, they were selling and making the Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab. Comes complete with a Geiger counter, three sources of low-level radiation, and four uranium-bearing ore samples. That'll cause some kid to glow for a while, don't you think?
That's right. For the Taliban kid on your list.
Yes.
You have reached the Taliban. We cannot answer the phone right now because the Americans are bombing the shit out of us.
We got one for you.
Yeah, we...
Now, for a kid that you really, really don't like.
Yeah.
How about giving the kid this book? Real book written by Melissa Huggins, published by Picture Window Books. It's titled, The Night Dad Went to Jail.
Yes. 365
yeah.
nights.
And finally, if you're still up in the air...
and you have a bag of potatoes next to you.
Now, here, seriously, now, you haven't bought something for that special person in your life, your lady. There was a recent study commissioned by a British public relations firm called Clareville, and they didn't break any new ground because the advice they have here is something that you and I and other men have already discovered over the years the hard way.
What's that?
Things to not buy your special person. Don't buy your woman any underwear or lingerie because, like most guys, you probably don't know her size... probably get the wrong color, or you might buy something that's just plain too slutty and looks like a gift for you more than a gift for her.
So exactly. Yeah.
Don't give her exercise DVDs. You don't want to do that. Saucepans, cleaning supplies. What message does that send?
It says, well,
yes.
It doesn't say love and romance.
No, it says you're spending the night on the couch.
Yeah.
But fair is fair, and I'll wrap it up with this. The same study didn't just pick on men, because women make a lot of mistakes, too, buying for their guy. And what the study says is, ladies, don't give your men a pair of shoes. And you know why?
Why?
According to the study, a guy only needs one pair of shoes, and chances are he already has one.
Yeah. See, men are practical, though. They love, if you were to say, honey, to your guy, I'm going to get you a new set of power tools.
Yep.
They'd be, old Tim Taylor, the tool man, would be ecstatic.
Yeah, he would try to jack it up a little bit, too.
It's, yeah, let's hook it up to a Pratt & Whitney engine.
Lava soap, gunk, gasket sealer, DAP, caulking compounds, the shine shoes, a bologna sandwich. Ah, 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 ah.
Al's going, no, Tim, no, no. Well, there you go.
And I'll be proud to do it because South's gonna do it again and again.
You know, on this day in history type things, I happened to be cruising by the On This Day site on Saturday, this couple days ago. And on this date, December 22nd, 1864, you talk about gift giving.
Uh-huh.
During the Civil War, Union General William T. Sherman sent a message to President Abe Lincoln from Georgia saying, quote, "I beg to present you, sir, as a Christmas gift, the city of Savannah."
Ah.
A whole city.
Yes.
There's no truth to the rumor that Abe wrote back a terse one-line reply. Yeah, but it's in the deep south.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. No, Abe just re-gifted it, that's all.
We're going to hear about it from our friends down there, aren't we?
Well, yes, they'll come firing back at us.
Okay, I'm going to top your gifts not to give your significant other.
Uh-huh.
I found a story about a Christmas light display that salutes your neighbors.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
With some helpful advice about what they can do that's kind of impossible. A Louisiana woman, this is Denham Springs, just east of Baton Rouge, where she lives. Her neighbors wish she lived 1,000 miles from there. She ran afoul of the cops when she gave her neighbors an unusual holiday greeting. She hung Christmas lights all around her house in the shape of a middle finger.
Yes. Yes.
Her name is Sarah Childs, and in a moment we'll put her phone number out there for you. She got into some sort of dispute with her neighbors in the ACLU, and we'll tell you how they got involved in a moment. They're not fessing up as to what the dispute was about, but I'll tell you how it escalated.
Uh-huh.
She decided to send a message with her decorations, you see, and neighbors complained, the police threatened to arrest her, and so she called the ACLU, and they together sued the city of Denham Springs. Now, the suit says the police department dispatched an officer to Child's home not once, not twice, 3 times. Several neighbors complained directly to the mayor. The officer told Child's she would be violating the city's obscenity statute. Here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
Denham Springs doesn't have an obscenity statute.
Well, there ought to be a law.
If you're keeping score at home, there's one for Mrs. Child's.
Uh-huh.
So she removed the lights anyway, then when found out there was no law she was violating, put them back up.
Good for her.
Now, when she put them back up, she put up 2 hands extended with middle fingers in Christmas lights, blinking.
Yes.
All night. In your windows, neighbors.
So long, sucker! Ah!
So after another round of complaints, the city responded with a collateral attack, quote-unquote, issuing her 2 tickets. One of them accused her of disturbing the peace while singing an impromptu song about her neighborhood dispute while standing in her driveway.
That's an impromptu song.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the city cited her for simple assault. So back and forth it went until last Thursday, a judge ruled in her favor. Now, I don't know if this guy's related, but U.S. District Judge James Brady.
Ah.
They call him the shooting judge, issued an order temporarily barring city officials from interfering with the display. 2-page order said the city's continued efforts to prevent Childs from displaying her holiday lights will violate her rights of free speech and due process. He scheduled a January 7th hearing in Baton Rouge to work the whole thing out. The middle finger display? Well, Louisiana ACLU executive director Marjorie Essman, proving she's not devoid of humor, said, quote, "I imagine it will be back up before long." Extending that middle finger of joy this holiday season in Denham Springs, Louisiana.
Yes, I can picture it, but I can also hear the music coming out of that house.
I can too.
She'd be good.
And I can hear Chevy Chase, the X-rated version of Christmas Vacation.
Or she'd just be singing Deck the Halls, except not using the verb deck.
No. Or Halls would be starting with another consonant.
Yes.
Did you, on this Christmas Eve, did you save another stocking stuffer, a moment of duh for our friends?
Well, I certainly did. It's a moment of duh, and it qualifies as our Christmas Eve tip of the week, which is this. If you are going to claim that by law you are too young to be arrested and convicted for the crime that you just committed, then when you give the law enforcement officer your birth date, first do the math.
Aha.
Okay.
You don't know how old you are?
I think you're ahead of me on this one.
Okay.
See, in Georgia, getting back to the South, by law, you can't be convicted of shoplifting if you're under the age of 16. All right? Keep that in mind. So accordingly, we have a mother and daughter team of shoplifters, or in this case, I'd call them a team of a Bozette and Bozettress. They were in a Walmart over in Winder, Georgia, where else? And they were observed by the store's loss prevention officers, you know, attempting to steal a bunch of merchandise. And so they called the sheriff's deputies in, and the deputy asked the youngster for her name and date of birth. She said her name was Lavera, and that she was born on February 1st, 1992.
Yeah.
The deputy said, well, that'll make you 20 years old.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a loser.
So she paused and said, no. Her birthday was actually February 1st, 1994. Deputy said, well, that would make you 18 and still arrestable.
Idiot.
So now the mom jumps in,
yeah,
claiming her daughter's name was really Kimberly, not Lavera.
For I am not Emily Kimberly. No, I'm not.
I'm Edward Kimberly, the reckless brother of my sister, Anthea.
And that she was born on February 1st, 1994. The deputy reminded her again, well, that still makes her 18, ma'am. So now the deputy's watching the mother and daughter kind of putting their heads together and trying to count visibly in the... to do the math to come up with a year that works. And they couldn't do it. They couldn't get one. So they got arrested.
And they have lots of time sitting in a very small room with bars to work
that's
the
right.
math out,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yep. Come on. You got to figure that stuff out ahead of time. Duh.
Well, that's going to do it for show number 229 of You Can't Make It Up, our Christmas Eve, Christmas Day edition. Ken and I, of course, want to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas.
You do?
Well, I do.
Okay.
On our way out, more sounds of the season, a true classic, too, from John Lennon and Yoko and the Plastic Ono Band and the Harlem Community Choir. So this is what? We'll see you next on New Year's Eve.
Yes. You can imagine the shape we're going to be in.
Yeah.
I got to go out and buy that book the night Dad went to jail. I know just the person to give it to.
We'll see you Christmas, a New Year's Eve. Screw it.
Leave that in.
Ciao, babe.
Yep.
Happy Christmas,
Kelco.
Happy Christmas, Julie. So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over. And you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, the number 2, canscomedy.com.